Welcome into another edition of Three and Out. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV, and as we do every week on this show, we will be taking a look back at a standout performer in last week's game. We'll be looking at the big picture topics for this week, and we are looking ahead to the big Sunday matchup against the New York Jets back at home at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. So let's get right to it.
Here is Cutler, and he completes it to Kenny Stills. Inside the 10 on a 2, fumbles, and the Broncos may have it.
Time now for first down. Eric DeLalla joins me now. And Eric, we're looking back at a standout performer from last week, a guy who head coach Vance Joseph was very high on going into the game. His remarks afterwards were just as high. Bradley Roby played a great game on Sunday.
Yeah, he really did. If you look at the stat sheet from the game, he had 3 pass breakups, had a forced fumble, had a fumble recovery. But to hear Coach Joseph, as he said Monday, the team actually went back through and they found that he broke up 5 passes. And that's really impressive. Aqib Talib and Chris Harris, obviously very, very good players. But at some point, you'd expect Bradley Roby to fill one of those roles. And he showed he can more than do that. He wasn't just a guy that... I think the Dolphins went in thinking they could pick on him, and they couldn't do that at all. He had 10 targets during the game, and he was up to the task. He completely shut them down.
What does this mean for him going forward? I know this has to boost his confidence a great deal, but more importantly, what did we learn as a team about his game and what he's able to do on the field?
Right. Well, I think, for one, it's given the Broncos some confidence because they did pick up his fifth-year option. And so now you're saying, well, hey, he could be a guy who's here for a long time. And something really interesting I heard Roby tell Shannon Spake, who was the sideline reporter for Fox the other day, was he said this week, with Aqib Talib out with the suspension, he really went and took a second look at all the receivers that maybe he just glances over on a normal basis. And so this is really kind of a preview of what you could see if Bradley Roby's doing this on a routine basis. If he's studying those receivers and seeing what do they do when they come out of their routes, what are they doing at the line of scrimmage, how are they going to try and get off press coverage. And he passed that test with flying colors. So I think if you're the Broncos or if you're Bradley Roby trying to prove your worth across the league, you've got to be really impressed on both accounts.
The message was, we don't want to just survive this next month. You know, we want to push forward, keep working, keep studying, and keep pushing details and trying to win football games. You know, we don't want guys just showing up to work and just checking boxes. Okay, we want to go to work and push this team into a positive area.
All right, second down now. Phil Milani joins me now. And Phil, the big topic of the week, we heard from Coach Vance Joseph about his message to the team. What did you make of what he said, and how do you view these last 4 games? You know he likes to split things up into quarters.
Yeah, I like his message to the team. I thought that he was like, hey, you got to come back to work. You got to not just check the boxes. And I like that message because I think these next 4 games can set the tone heading into the offseason. You know, I think if they can get a couple of wins, maybe there's some younger guys who are a bright spot all offseason. You could be like, yeah, remember at the end of the season, this guy took advantage of his opportunity. Maybe some of the younger guys will get some playing time. So I think these last 4 games are going to really say a lot about where the Broncos want to go with this offseason.
I know a lot of our fans right now are thinking about 2018, but with the 4 games we have left remaining, there's still a lot of football left to be played. What are the things that you're going to be looking for and focusing on as we head towards the end of the season?
Well, I think that, they've talked so much about not turning the ball over, getting back to basics. Just see if they can play some of those kind of games, you know. They have some winnable games coming up. They want to take care of business at home starting this week against the Jets. And if they can just put, we've seen so many mistakes. I mean, whether it's the safeties, the block punts, the interceptions, if they can just get rid of some of that, I think that they could be in some of these games.
Smith fires, nobody home, and it's over.
Finally, we arrive at third down. Andrew Mason joins me now. Mace, as we do every week on this show, on third down, the big matchup this weekend, New York Jets coming into town. We're back home after a couple weeks on the road. The Jets are coming off a big win. They got a big win against Kansas City. What can we expect Sunday? Josh McCown playing very well.
Josh McCown's playing very well. He's actually one of 3 quarterbacks in the NFL this year that has 8 games with a 100 rating or better. He's been very consistent. Absolutely a steal on the free agent market for the Jets this year. And a big part of the reason why they've been so surprising, a lot of people before the season were talking about this team maybe going winless given the moves they made in the offseason, the direction they were headed, but they have been consistently competitive against some really tough opposition, and they've pulled off some wins, such as a win earlier this season against Jacksonville in overtime, and what they did last week against Kansas City. And McCown's consistency and ability to, you know, spread the ball around to a variety of targets and make some plays, and his leadership as well, it's been a big part of that.
We mentioned it back at home, two more remaining home games for the Broncos in this last quarter of the season. We talked about that last quarter with Phil on second down, but why is it going to be important for this team to get these last two wins at home? I know a lot of people out there might be critical of, you know, draft position and things like that, but talking to the players in the locker room, these last two home games, very important.
It's important because you simply cannot go into the offseason with a long losing streak hanging over your heads. I mean, because if you can't get a win, something to hang your hat on over these final four games, and you've got an anvil of a losing streak hanging over you, it's going to be something that is talked about as a cloud that lingers throughout the entire offseason, into the preseason, into training camp. It's going to be something that lingers for 8 months, and it's, people are going to come back to it and come back to it and keep discussing it. I mean, obviously, the season, the playoffs, things like that, they're gone, but you have to at least get one win, have something positive down the stretch, and preferably do it at home in front of the fans, give them something to celebrate in what's been a very trying, very frustrating season that nobody expected.
That'll do it for us on 3 and Out. Special thanks to Austin Brink and Aaron Gunning behind the camera, as well as Phil Milani, Eric Dalala, and Andrew Mason. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV. Thank you so much for joining us on 3 and Out.